Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host, and today we are talking about crystals. Now, I don't know why, but I've seen a lot of crystals coming through lately. My partner's got crystals in his ears, which is giving him a bit of vertigo. So we've been working on that. But there's been a few other things that are happening. It's also the full moon in Australia here. So it's a great time to put your crystals out for cleaning. But I've always been very, very attached to crystals. I got right into them for a long time there, and I was making my own crystal elixirs and really using them, crystal healing and different things. But I wondered what crystals and intuition have, how they connect and what it was all about. Now, as you know, I study everything intuition, and so I wanted to get a better understanding of the connection between intuition and crystals. Now, I was started to do some researching. Now, back in the olden days when we didn't have internet, and so I was working my crystals then, you had to go through books. I used to go to the library and get books. I bought a few crystal books, and you'd go that way. Now, the thing is with that is that you have limited resources there because you're tending to use just those books. However, nowadays we have the internet, and so we have a vast array of information that's coming through, sometimes too much. And there's a lot of information there that's not false. There's a lot of information there that's just been doubled up and things like that. But funnily enough, as I've typed in about intuition and crystals, I got this fantastic website that just really, really clicked with me. And I figured if it clicked with me, it's going to click with my audience, because you're a little bit strange like me, I'm imagining. So I'm going to go through some of the crystals with you. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's called the House of Form Lab. And I'm actually going to run through, they've got the top 10 easy crystals to use. I'm going to run through that with you in a minute, but you'll just love how they start this little blog post off. So I'll go through that one in a minute. But back to the crystals. Now, we all have, there's radio waves all around us, okay? So we've got this energy going all around us, these radio waves going here and there. We have the internet coming through, all these different types of unseen radio waves or unseen energy moving around us. And our intuition is, again, unseen energy, our spirit inside, and those intuitive information that's coming through. And it comes through in various different ways. So just breaking down intuition again, it's our spiritual body communicating to our physical body. And it does it through these intuitive messages, and that's what our intuition is. And it goes via the chakras, and we can get it like with, as in a thought. We can get it as, so that's we get it as a thought. Hang on, that's mental. Oh God, we get it emotionally. So we get it as those feelings, those emotions that come through. We can get it physically. So we'll have different things happening to us. We can get it to what I call visually. So that's where we see it in our mind's eye, or we actually see it. I've told you before, I often see 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, 34. Tend to pick up the phone and it's 12:34. I see it all the time, running numbers. A lot of people see 11:11, or, you know, double numbers or triple numbers. And there's a reason behind that. If you look up the numbers, like there's angel numbers, or 444 just came up on the screen when I was talking like that. And you just notice it, like it's there. You know it's there, but you just, for some reason, your mind, your vision is drawn to it, you see it and you pick it up. It's, oh, that was 444 then. So you can look them up and get an understanding of it. So this is how we're getting all these energies, all these intuitive messages coming through. So again, we're looking at those energies. And when we start to look at crystals, crystals hold energy as well. Now we know that because you start thinking of, say, the crystal, when they first started doing radio sets, they were crystal radio sets. They used crystals for it. Even diamond is a crystal, then they use that for cutting and different things like that. But they use, most of the crystals is used because of the energetic component that they have in it, or the energetic, shouldn't say component, the energetic field that it puts out. So if you were coming here to get a scientific understanding of crystals and intuition, yep, you might as well stop now because you're not going to get it here. But hopefully we get a little bit more of an understanding of crystals as we go through with this little podcast. So with the crystals, like I said, I used to do a lot of I started making crystal elixirs. Now, the internet wasn't around then, so I don't know where I got the information from. I am saying it was intuitive because I had no understanding of that side of things. What I used to do, what I started doing was the bark flower remedies. So I was using bark flowers. Now, when they make flower elixirs, and that comes from the energy, it's got nothing to do with the oils or anything else in the flowers, it comes from the energy of the flower. When Bach started doing his Bach flower remedies, he would be putting putting the flowers in the full sun. That's how it got the water took on the energy of the flower in the full sun. Now, I worked a lot with my clients, with my patients, with flower essence, with healing work, massage, all types of different things. I had done lots of courses on herbs and I don't know, you name it, and I was doing it. I was just bringing them all together and intuitively working whatever I had to do. So I'd been working with their bark flowers for a little while and I was really liking them. But was drawn to the crystals. So I was doing a lot of crystal healing and then I did the bark elixirs. So I was doing a lot of the crystal healings. And again, I don't know why it came about, but all of a sudden I have decided that I wanted to make crystal elixirs. Now, I knew you couldn't crush the crystals and pop the crystals in because that's probably not a healthy way of doing it. And I really didn't want to do that. I didn't feel you needed to destroy something to improve something else. So I got to the understanding, I found out how they made the bark flower essence and I thought, well, I could do the same with crystals. But I knew that there was going to be some changes. Now, the bark flowers are made under the full sun, so you're getting a very yang experience, a very yang energy from it, whereas the moon is a very yin energy, very feminine energy. And I had this notion, this intuitive idea that because crystals were made in the earth, which is the mother energy, it should have the full moon energy to draw out the best parts of it. And so I always made my crystal elixirs under the full moon. And that's my secret. Don't tell anyone. Oh, just tell the whole world on the podcast. But that was my secret. My secret was, if you're going to make crystal elixirs, make them under the full moon, okay? And you cannot overdose on crystal elixirs. What you can do is, okay, let's put it this way. If you were taking a crystal elixir to help cleanse some of the crap that you're holding on to, emotional stuff that you're holding on to, and you take a lot of it, you could be getting rid of it quite quickly and quite suddenly. Sometimes that's not viable. Sometimes it's better to just take a little bit of the time and you get those little aha moments and you went, oh, got rid of that bit, oh, got rid of that bit. You can bring on those aha moments and it allows you to integrate your life and the changes, and it becomes a little bit more permanent and a little bit more understanding. Doing it in all big one fell swoop can be quite challenging. Okay. Now, when we have these changes in our lives, like these big foul swoops, you often find it's been a situation like in my example when I had the near-death experience. It's a big one, big foul swoop, which again takes its toll on you. So sometimes these elixirs will allow you to gently bring things out and let them come out. A friend of mine always expressed it to me. She said it's like a volcano. It's got all that built-up energy, all that built-up steam and all that built-up energy ready to explode. Now, you can let it go in a little puffs of smoke and ease the energy, or you can just let it explode in one big fast whip and let that volcano go. Now, I tend to be a bit of a volcano, I have to be honest, so I don't recommend that. But when things, like I can take on so much, you can absorb so much crap, and then all of a sudden it's like, nah, no more, and there's just no blurred line to it. It's like, nah, black and white, I'm out of here, that's enough, can't do anymore. So this is how we're looking at it. So when we're doing crystal elixirs, if you do choose to make your own, and I can go into a bit more detail if you like, but if you do choose to make your own, just be mindful that you don't want to overdo it, but you can't overdose either. So I would suggest you just do little bits at a time. And in all honesty, it's only 5 drops under the tongue. So you can imagine if you're going woofing down a glass full of crystal elixirs, it could be a little bit, whoa, yeah, good luck with that. I'm not going any further. So crystals have the energy. Obviously, our intuition, our spirit, will feel that energy, we'll get that understanding. So we might not see it physically, you might not understand it physically, but you will feel it intuitively. You will bring on those information, that spirit will hold on to that. We'll get that understanding. So knowing that, then let's have a little bit of a look at these crystals. Now, what I want to first explain to you is that this website that I found, it is called, like I said, houseofformlab.com, and this one that I'm looking at was the top 10 crystals, easy to use crystals. I just wanted to get a little bit of an understanding of what I felt was top important crystals and what other researchers or what other websites felt the top crystals were. So that's why I did a bit of research before I did this. But I'm just going to read this out, because what I liked about this is that apart from it just tickling my fancy, it sort of makes sense. It really does give you a better understanding. So the top 10 crystals, and it doesn't mean that this one's number one, it's just the top in any order. So they've got amethyst, and then it's got sleep like a baby. Selenite is cleanse that shit. Clear quartz is cheer the F up. Green aviarine, mean green healing machine. Rose quartz, a time for some lovin'. Pyrite, a winner winner chicken dinner. Smoky quartz stops the madness. Black tourmaline warns off assholes. Obsidian burns through confusion, and the blue lace chalcedony says, speak the hell up. So you can see why they took my fancy. I just thought they were quite funny, quite enjoyable, but they do also make sense. So when you've got something like that, when we start looking at making, say, crystal elixirs, or even at having crystals, it doesn't have to be crystal elixirs, but at having crystals, holding onto the crystals. Okay, so here's one of my lovely big rose quartz, lovely big clear quartz. That's one of my really big healing stones. I really use that a lot when I was doing a lot of healing work. I also have, and this one, for those on the podcast, when I hold it, it's almost the size of my palm. It's a huge crystal, single crystal. I have a small cluster of quartz as well. Now, the small cluster is really good. Now, the clear quartz was cheer the F up, okay? And sometimes we need to go the mega quartz when we're feeling down. Sometimes we really need that. And other times we need to go more of a cluster where we get energy from lots of different aspects. So if you were wanting to purchase crystals, or you've got crystals, remember that we're using them for different reasons and they're going to help us in different ways. And we might not realize it for a little while, but it does actually help and ease things off. So I'm going to walk through these crystals. I've got a little bit of show and tell, not that the podcast can see it, but I've got a few there if you want to go onto the TV web show. But I don't have all the crystals with me. At one stage, like I said, when I was making the crystal elixirs, I had everything, could name it all, could tell you exactly what it was, rah, rah, rah. But, yeah, that was about 20 years ago. And, yeah, I don't remember any of it. Oh, no, I remember a couple of them, but not many. But when we talk about energy and how our spirit picks up that energy, we will find this with crystals. You will start to pick up a lot of energy from other people as well. So we need to be careful of our energies and what we're picking up. One of the things, the other thing that I was going to talk about was how empaths pick up energy. And it can be really, really challenging sometimes for us empaths, because we do pick up other people's energy and we can hold on to it, and it can get quite challenging. Okay. I can take on the emotions of other people around me, and I can get dragged down pretty quickly. So I have to be really mindful of that. So some of the crystals can help us with that. And these are the sort of things that, these are the little tools, the little tricks that we can use to help us. They're not hurting anyone else. They're not really affecting anyone else, even though they are. If they are affecting them, it is in a positive manner. They may not think so. Ones like the beautiful smoky quartz that stops the madness. You great smoky quartz. This is my crystal ball. But smoky quartz is just ideal for in front of the computer. And yet they've got on here, it stops the madness, but it also does help you with the energy of the computer as well. But I could almost imagine that would help you with what you're seeing on Facebook and what you're seeing in other places. So be mindful. There's different ways we can do this. Now, I am just going to go over the basics of them. There is a lot. The main area I want to look at, apart from the crystal elixirs, which you can take orally, the main area I wanted to focus on is your chakras. Now, your chakras and crystals just go hand in hand. Now, people will say, oh, this is the best crystal for that chakra and this is the best crystal for that chakra. And yes, I absolutely agree with them. There is some that are better than others. But for ease of mind, go with the colours that match the chakra colours. That is the easiest way to do it. Go with the chakra colours and that matches the crystal colours. So if your crystal is brownie orange, that's going to go with the sacral chakra a lot better than, say, it would go with the heart chakra, where you're better to look for green or pink. And this is where you have two colours in the heart chakra, green or pink. The basic chakra colour is green, but the pink stone of the rose quartz, like this big one, this is my big baby, it's a big heart shape, and that's exactly what it is. It's actually the love stone. It's rose quartz is all about love. Rose again. Love again, yeah, pink, you know, they just all intermingle. In fact, when you get something that's like a blue color and it's not about communication, I get lost. It's like, well, you know, it doesn't match up. It needs to be air, water, communication. It's blue, you know, it's got a link somewhere along the line. It's got to make sense. So, I'm one for that. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not really sure. Making crystal elixirs under the full moon made sense to me. Making flower essence under the full sun makes sense to me. That's the yang energy and this is the yin energy. So it needs to make sense. How crystal elixirs are made, how they work, it makes no sense at all to me, but it's my belief and I have seen it work. I have seen people keep coming back to me wanting more crystal elixirs. just coming back and getting refills, because they were feeling the difference. They were feeling that experience. And you can do that too. All right, let's go through quickly because I don't want to waste time on our crystals. All right, so the first one, amethyst, as I said, sleep like a baby. So amethyst is the best for aiding sleep and relaxation. Now, it represents royalty and spirituality, and you use it to de-stress, purify your aura, and bring divine wisdom. Okay, now go onto this website, and I will put it down there in the description for you so you can go straight to it, and it's got some pictures and things like that, so you can go and have a look at it. But in general too, the amethyst, because it's a mauve color, will be really good for your crown chakra. Okay, so that's a really good one for that. Selenite is easy to use and connect with, and doesn't need cleansing or recharging. There you go. Purity represents purity, and the moon goddess Selene uses to soothe, cleanse, and purify. Selenite clears out negative energy, helping you feel instantly more positive. Now, selenite's not an expensive crystal. Selenites are quite a, not for another word, cheap crystal. You know, some crystals can be really, really expensive. That's a great crystal to have around, especially like I could do with that around here at the moment. There's a lot of negative energies around here at the moment, and it really brings me down. I get into my office here, and this is my safe space, and I feel fine in here, and I've got all my crystals hanging around, and it's all good. The next one is the clear quartz, and as I said, I've got my beautiful big clear quartz. I have about four or five smaller ones of these that I use for crystal healings when I'm working healings, and you can direct the energy through to the point. You can actually start to make that flow, and you can get things working that way. So the best crystal for healing power is the clear quartz. That's why I use that one. I like it clear. I mean, you can see lots of faults and things in it. It doesn't have to be perfectly clear like glass, because it's got its characters, but it is great for healing because energy is allowed to flow through. There's no colors, it's not tainted in any way, shape or form. It just goes straight through. It represents space, purity and patience. Quartz comes from the Greek word ice, as they believe it was a form of permanent unthawable ice. Why do they put words like that in for me? That's not good. It used to reduce negativity, improve your mood and mental clarity, and unblock energy flows. Maybe I need to have a bit of that happen right now. So my mental clarity comes good and it improves my mood. Anything like that. Like I said, you just have them around. No one needs to know what they're there for. The next one's green, aventurine. Try that. Best crystal for deep healing. Now, green has always been a healing energy. Green is also represents your heart chakra. Now, if you're any of my healing work that I did, I always worked through the heart chakra. Everything went through the heart chakra. For me, the heart chakra was like a filter. It was not allowed to come through there or come in or out of that chakra unless it was pure, unconditional love. And I knew then it was healing. So green is always good for that one. Its green color represents nature, spring, new life, regrowth and healing. It is thought to bring new opportunities and good luck. Used to boost your chances of winning in all your enterprises, a natural powerhouse of a healer, and it is great for releasing energy blockages. Now, when you think of green, I've got a little bit in this one too. When you think of green, as far as why they've turned around, say, winning, good luck, green is where I find this a bit too cultural, is green is the colour of money for Americans. So consequently, they put that to that aspect, whereas I don't see green as so much as a financial gain. I don't see it that way because we've got coloured money in Australia. So I don't see it that way. Again, it is what you take on board and what you let go. There's no right or wrong. So go green. I just love green because it comes from the heart chakra. That's my love for it. And so does the next crystal, which is rose quartz. And of course, that's the best crystal for love and divine feminine energy. It represents the stone of unconditional love. Rose quartz has been used as a love token since 600 BC. Used to welcome new love into your life or refresh old love, awaken the goddess inside and get your loving in. So that is the rose quartz. Now, again, if you are single and you're looking for love, one of the best things about the rose quartz is that it gives you unconditional love for yourself. When you start loving yourself unconditionally, when you start loving you, it allows other people to love you just as much, because no one's going to love, or put it this way, if somebody said, oh, here's a great restaurant, what dish do you love the most? And they turn around and go, oh, I love this dish the most. I love this pink dish the most. That person is more likely to love that pink dish as well than they are if you turn around and said, I don't love that pink dish. They're going to go, oh, let's find another one. They don't like that one. Think of that as yourself. Do you love you? And if you do, others are going to be drawn to you. If you don't love you, yeah, no one's going to be drawn to you. It's going to be so challenging. Or the only reason they're drawn for you is for negative reasons, and that's not good. So get your pink quartz in. Now, a little secret with the pink quartz, you get the tiny little tumble stones, and you can sometimes pick them up for as little as 5 cents, or, you know, a little packet for threepence. We don't have threepence here, but anyway, get the little tiny, a flat little tiny pink rose quartz. This is for the ladies, and pop it in your bra on the left hand side. I wear one. Oh, well, actually, I'm not going to say I wear one all the time. I tend to wear it a lot, and then for some reason I feel I don't need to. At the moment I'm wearing it. Like I said, we've got a lot of stuff happening around at the moment in the house, and it's really disrupting the energy. So I've been wearing it for the last 2 weeks every day. I just pop it in the bra and it stays there. And, in fact, I forget about it until I take my bra up and there's this ding, 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 ding on the floor. And, oops, there goes my gemstone. Sorry. That's a really good trick, and nobody knows it's there. No one needs to know it's there. That's your rose quartz. Left-hand side, closer to your heart. Next one, number six, is the black tourmaline. Now, this is the best crystal for protection. It represents the ultimate talisman for powerful protection. Now, if you feel like you're being energetically attacked, if you have spirit, extra spirits in the house, sometimes you feel the energy of another spirit that isn't a comfortable feeling, get some black tourmaline, okay? You use it to cleanse and purify. This is a semi-precious gemstone, rebounds negative energy and reduces anxiety, okay? Rebounds negative energy. How cool is that? It's you're not giving out negative energy, you're just stopping it from coming in. I think maybe we need some of that at our front door, our back door, our side door, upstairs door, downstairs door, all over the place. But place it strategically at entrances or next to the computer for maximum effect. Oh, look at that. There you go. You can put the back tourmaline near the computer as well. So it keeps away that negative energy and reduces anxiety. So black tourmaline would be good. This one is another one of my favorites, number seven. It's a smoky quartz, and that's because I've got a crystal ball made in the smoky quartz. Now, this is the best crystal for grounding. It's a grounding power. It represents the dark power of the earth gods and has been used for centuries in tribal ceremonies and druid rituals. Now, maybe that's why, because I think going back through the family history, apparently my father's side were a tribe before the big wars of the orange and the green, the big wars in UK, in Europe. So there was the actual, what was called the Iceni tribe, and they believed that that's where my maiden name came from. So That's quite, and they were towards the Druids. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So it is used to create harmony, balance, and stop the madness. Connect with the spiritual world while keeping you safe in this one and releasing negative energy into the earth. Now, when I did all my crystal healings, maybe that's what it is, not crystal healings, my energy healings, any of my healings, I always took energy. I used to run the energy right through the top of my head. I would take the negative energy out of the person I was healing and always send it to the earth. I never, ever sent negative energy out there. If there was a person that had some form of negative attachment to them, I would never send it away. I would always ground it. I would always send it to Mother Earth, because it's Mother Earth that makes those negative things positive. They compound it. You think of a diamond. They've jammed this, squished it. She's manipulated it, and it's become a gorgeous piece of jewel. It's become a jewel. It becomes a diamond. So any negative energy, send it to Mother Earth. She knows how to deal with it. Don't send it out to the ethers. I know that there's a few guided meditations that they say, you know, put all that negative energy into bubbles and send it off. No, don't do that. Send it down. Send it down to Mother Earth, because she can look after it. She knows how to look after it, and she knows how to transform it into something beautiful. So smoky quartz will help you do that. I love the smoky quartz. I love doing my crystal readings, my crystal ball readings. They are just so, there's an extra bit in there I haven't seen before. Whoa, look at that. A real distinct line in that, wow, I've never seen that before. There you go. There's something there. I'm not going to go there because we've got other things to talk about. Pyrite's next. Number 8, best crystal for money blessings. Pyrite's that, I haven't got any. It's that little gold. It's like a little gold cube. It's so intriguing. It's amazing. And it represents wealth, good fortune, and abundance. Now I can see that, because it looks like little blocks of gold. Uses to help you see the path ahead. And it's the ultimate good luck charm. As a sun energy crystal, it radiates healing solar energy to help you calm anxiety and frustration. Now, I could see that, because it's such a beautiful gold color. It's like an old gold color, and it's cube. It's this little cubes. They are just amazing, but great for good fortune. And because it says it radiates healing solar energy, you could see it, because it's almost mirror, and you can almost see that sun hitting it and bouncing back off. But the pyrite is, yeah, it's really quite beautiful. I think pyrite also comes, there's a different type that comes like a real flat. It's a real flat piece of pyrite too. But this one here in the picture is the lovely little cube one. So get hold of some of that if that's where you want to go. The next one too is really, it's a beautiful stone. Where you had the black tourmaline, we've now got the black obsidian. Now this, I don't know why, but this one has got this, it's just got a beautiful feel to it. It's the best crystal for removing confusion. Maybe that's why I'm attracted to it at the moment. And it represents fire energy. Now use it to banish negative energy and burn through any clouds of confusion. A natural volcanic glass, that's what it is. It is full of fiery power. So I can see that. It just feels so, it just feels so explosive, but not in a nasty way, like a sprinter. You know where you need that energy to go? It's not like a long distance runner. It's like that energy where you go, bam, and you need to go. That's what this stone is like, the black obsidian. It just gives you that feeling of full of energy and off I go. It's a beautiful stone. So if you're feeling a bit confused and you've got a bit of negative energy, again, around here would be good, grab onto some black obsidian. That's really good. Now the last one is the lace blue challenge. Now I know there's a way of pronouncing this, and I have problem with it. Chalcedony. I don't know. It's We used to call it blue lace agate. I know that's what we used to call it, but they're calling it a chalcedony, something to that effect. In the olden days, it was like a blue lace agate. Now they call it blue lace because it's like a blue and white stripe, and it looks quite lacy, like you know. It's got that really fine blue white stripe. So you look at it and you go, as soon as I saw it, I realized that it was the blue lace agate is what we used to call it. And it's the best crystal for communication. Now, remember what I said before about blue being communication? Your blue in your chakra is your throat chakra. And if we're not communicating properly, we're not hearing properly, we're not speaking properly, not understanding that, you're going to have trouble. So get the blue for the throat chakra, and that will help you with there. Now, historically, it was used to neutralize the evil eye. It is still believed to cushion us so that we are not so affected by external energies. There you go. Oh, here we go. Used to align to the throat chakra. It enhances communication skills, allowing you to speak up with confidence and clearly express your thoughts. Again, maybe I need some of that too. An ideal stone to help you release anxiety and stress, particularly in the head, neck and shoulders area, which is where we tend to hold it when we're getting a bit stressed. So that was the, they recommend the citrine as well, which is number 11. I won't go into there because I'm running out of time now. So yeah, that's the crystals, and that's a brief understanding of each one. Now, when you go in there to purchase a crystal, often they'll jump out at you and sort of go, "Oh, this is the one I want." I tend to have a little bit of trouble picking, so I do tend to buy a little handful. Even the little tumble stones. You don't have to have these huge big crystals. Even the little tumble stones, like all these beautiful little pink, oops, there we go, all these beautiful little pink rose quartz here. I give them away when I'm doing workshops. You don't have to have expensive crystals. It's the energy in them. It's not the cost that makes the difference. So keep them cleansed under the full moon, under running water. They do prefer natural running water like a creek or a river, but under running tap water is still part of the cleansing. And when we say cleansing, we don't mean you have to scrub them. I used to, because I didn't understand why. But I also then started to really scrub them clean because I needed to have them clean when I was making crystal elixirs. Just that way it keeps them clean. So I will put these out in the full moon. I like them in the full moon. It's just to me that it's just where I like having them. I like putting them in the full moon. Some people will put them in the earth to clean them, to ground them again. And there's lots of different ways. And look, there's lots of websites that you can check and have a look and get an understanding of the crystals. But if you want to improve some of your chakras, especially say your third eye, even the amethyst for your third eye is very, very good. That is one way of doing it, getting that. Another way you can do it, I've got to show you these because look, I'm running out of time. I'm being really naughty. Is this Liquid Crystal Oracle by Justin. Now, I cannot pronounce his name. There you go. Moikehasasar, Justin Asar. I do apologize because I'm so bad at spelling and so bad at names. But this is a deck of cards, and I remember getting these, and I've never used them as an oracle card. I just haven't used them that way. But you know what? I guarantee, and somebody told me this and I didn't believe them because, you know, that's me. I have to test the theory. I test the theory. These cards, they said to me they have the energy of the crystals. And I went, oh, yeah, right. Nothing has the energy of the crystals, only the crystals. Guess what? They actually do. I remember the first day I got these. We were on a little mini vacation. I'd heard about them. I thought I want to try them because I'm a little bit of a crystal nut. I went and got these and I did some crystal healing on me. There's the inventory, the green heart. I actually picked out some of them and I actually put them on where they told you to put them on. And I actually can feel that already opening up my heart chakra already because I know mine's closed a little bit at the moment because of what's going on around here. But these are amazing. The feeling that you get from them. And what I liked about them is because they were a deck of cards. And imagine buying that many crystals. Oh my goodness. I probably had that many once. But anyway, not having any more. So having all those crystals in a card deck is so cool. This citrine. The colors look lovely. The first time I went through them, there's a lot of upside down cards. The first time I went through them, I remember thinking that I was attracted to the pictures. I was attracted to, and yet the pictures honestly are so masculine, so yang, because they're sharp and pointy. They're so yang, those pictures, and yet the crystals themselves are so yin. The crystal energy is so yin, and you're getting this lovely balance. If you can imagine, that crystal is yin and yet the shape of it is yang. So lovely balance again. This crystal is very feminine, both in the shape because it's round and the type because it's a crystal. It's feminine again, or yin energy. So it can work out so many different ways. It's really, really quite amazing. But anyway, these Liquid Crystal Oracle, it's called, for the podcast listeners, Liquid Crystal Oracle. They're Oracle cards by Justin. Again, I'm sorry about the surname. I just can't say it. I really do apologize. Anyway, I'll feel like an idiot if I say that. But they're really quite amazing, and it's a great way of experiencing crystals to start with, if that's where you want to go, if you prefer that sort of method and that sort of way. So I've told you how crystals connect with us. They connect intuitively. They connect with the energies that flow. That's how they're connecting with us. I've told you a little bit about the different crystals, how you can purchase them, not how you can purchase them. You just buy them, which ones to purchase, which ones suit you. Again, there's plenty of information out there for you. Easiest ones to start with, go with your colours. Just go with your colours. Doesn't matter. Go into there, see the tumble stones and go, that's as close to red as I want. That's as close to orange as I want. That's as close to yellow, and pick them out that way. If nothing else, pick them out that way. That will still be right, okay? So we've got that. Then we've talked about the card decks that you can go with there. What else? I was going to tell you about crystal elixirs when you're making them in, make them in a glass. Crystal, you don't have to have crystal glass, just a glass, water, bowl, glass bowl, filtered water, and then they go, your crystal goes in there. Make sure it is clean, like as in physically clean and energetically clean. So pop it into the glass there and leave it overnight in the full moon. Now, I know that there were some nights there that we had a bit of cloud cover, so I'd leave them for a couple of nights in the full moon. You have to be mindful of bugs. Don't let bugs get in there, because sometimes there's bugs around. Don't let that happen. But then that elixir there is what they call the mother elixir. So that's your very first elixir, and usually you dilute that down when you're doing it for clients. So I would dilute that, and I could use a couple of different elixirs and dilute that into a little tiny bowl, a little tiny dropper, a glass dropper container, and they would put 5 drops under their tongue each day. I'd also put a label on it so they knew what it was, so I knew what it was too, and we could go from there. But you always store them. I'd put them into 100ml bottles, the mother elixir, always store them in their, what is that, brown glass, not clear glass. Don't store them in the light. Keep them in the dark, in that dark bottle, dark glass, in a cupboard or something to that effect. So, again, we just sort of, it's almost, treat them like a vampire, mate. Keep them in the dark, okay? They prefer that. Once they go out into the public, then, again, the glass droppers that I got for them, I always got the dark one as well, the brown one as well. So then they're fine there. And I always had a if they brought their glass container back, I would fill it for free, because really the cost was buying all those little containers. So I was happy for my regular clients to come back and I'd fill it for free. There was not a problem. So it was really good. And some of the results I got was absolutely amazing. But that is me, because again, I've gone too long, I've talked too much. If you want to know anything about the crystals, probably look it up. Well, might be the best way to go. But if you do want to get a bit more understanding of crystal elixirs, I am going to put it up properly and give you. I'm hoping to put it up as a little mini course for you, so you'd be able to do something like that, just to kick you off and get you started. So subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and you will get this each week. Lucky you. I've got a few ladies booked in for interviews, so they'll come on over the next couple of weeks. And what else was I going to say? Okay, I'm now doing lives. I'm doing lives, and that's called Setting Your Intention. So I'm doing lives on Facebook, Intuitive Personal Development, Facebook group. You can get it there. I'm actually doing it on my personal page too on Facebook. That's a bit challenging for me because I've got a lot of my family and stuff like that, and I've never done this sort of stuff so much in front of them. Never hidden it, but I've not really done it so much in front of them. So that was a little bit challenging to start with. But anyway, it's there, and it's always live on YouTube. So it comes live Tuesday mornings at 9 o'clock. That's Brisbane, Australia time. Okay, Brisbane, Australia time, 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. I'm doing live Set Your Intentions cards. And if I get some regular lookers and watchers and people to play with, you can ask for a card and I'll be doing some intuitive readings for you. But I'm still all new to doing lives on Facebook. So yeah, it's a bit fun. Anyway. That is me for today, this week. I hope you have a great week. Again, subscribe if you want to. And I really look forward to seeing you. I'm finding the right spot. I really look forward to seeing you or hearing from you very, very soon. Have a great week, guys. And I'm going to say bye for now. Bye.